Chapter 1. Helena, Montana, 1880s. Clarissa Reyes sat amongst her siblings and fumed. Every last one of them harassed her for being a spinster. Her three younger sisters had been married off long ago, whether they'd agreed or not. Being her stubborn self, Clarissa had refused to marry under duress and stormed out when potential suitors came to visit. Her parents and five brothers did not approve. Her sisters admired her courage, even if they only did so privately. She knew what she wanted, and it wasn't to marry some stuffy admirer who came to court her. It was her choice who she married, and she told her family so, to her detriment. Gentlemen callers gave up, the type father thought worthy anyway. But wasn't that exactly what she wanted? A year ago, Clarissa would have agreed, but now she felt like the odd one out. Apart from the fact she found herself feeling lonely a lot of the time, all her friends were long married, and with no chaperone, she was forbidden to visit anywhere and was therefore stuck in the house. Her five brothers were scattered about the room, and each one studied her. With both their parents dead after a horrific accident just days earlier, they had begun to pressure her again, especially Henry, who was the eldest. Oh, she knew why. Nothing got past Clarissa. Henry wanted to sell the house and pocket the proceeds. To do that, he had to marry her off and get her out of the house. The last of the mourners had left the family home less than 30 minutes earlier. Couldn't they have at least waited until mother and father were cold? They'd be rolling in their freshly dug graves right now. She was certain of it. Mother understood her. She always said Clarissa was a free spirit. But all that did was rile her father. He'd stormed off on more than one occasion and demanded mother find a suitable husband for her immediately. Tears filled her eyes at the thought of never seeing her parents again.
"What about Jefferson Dimple?" Henry asked.
Her heart sank. The last thing she needed was to be married off to that fool. If she was being forced into marriage, surely her brothers could find someone more suitable. Clarissa sunk further down into her chair.
"Or Hank Mulberry."
It was James this time. He finished the sentence with a chuckle. Everyone knew about Hank. He was the town imbecile, and far worse than Jefferson Dimple, although he did have money, his one and only redeeming feature. Clarissa forced back her tears. If she didn't do something, and do it quick, she would be in a bucket load of trouble. She'd be married off to some buffoon, albeit a rich buffoon, and there would be no chance of happiness. It was the one thing she told her mother she craved. Theodore Black, or Teddy as most people knew him, sat behind his impressive desk. He had been the Reyes family lawyer for as long as Clarissa could remember.
"Clarissa," Teddy said in surprise as he stood.
"I am sorry about your parents. They were very special people."
"Thank you," she said quietly.
Was she even going to go through with this?
I need your help."
As soon as the words were out, she wasn't even certain Teddy would be able to help with this problem. She studied the much older man as he stared at her, then raised his eyebrows.
"If it's about your inheritance..."
"As the oldest son, Henry gets everything. I know that. This is different. I need..."
She almost couldn't bring herself to say the words, but she knew she had to.
"I need to get married, and quickly. Henry is trying his darndest to marry me off to whatever fool he can convince to do so."
She scowled.
"I'm sure he's offering a dowry, or maybe a reward, for someone to take me off his hands."
She reached for the chair and quickly sat. How much was a person meant to endure? Teddy studied her.
"Why would Henry do such a thing? Your brother is an upstanding man, like your entire family."
He appeared quite perplexed.
"The sale of the family home will fetch a pretty penny. I'm certain it has nothing to do with my happiness, and everything to do with how much Henry will earn from the sale."
Her chin quivered, and Clarissa turned away from his gaze.